Georgie boy.
Boy, girl. Mm. Sorry.
Hey there, Georgie. Blimpy boy.
Thank you for downloading our podcast. We usually ask for messages on our podcast, comments, but I got one on my Instagram that I've been meaning to share with you guys.
Yeah.
I think I might do it now. It's a very lovely one.
I should open up my other box.
Yeah, you got. I try and dip in there once a week to have a look in there. Yeah, because it's sometimes if someone writes, people write really nice things. I feel bad for not replying.
Mm. Mine's always different, like requests. Always, you know what my most common is?
Mm.
What were the name of those vitamins you said for your hair?
Oh right,
like I'm still getting those. Mm.
Why doesn't my wife just text you about that?
Because I have already got her onto them.
What do you got, Maddie?
I'm trying to find where it's gone now. Someone's sent me the blonde chick kissing the lesbian from Married at First Sight.
Oh yeah, Tash and that. Yeah, they went up for years.
Mikey, who's Mikey from Maths?
That's a farmer, isn't it? From last year.
Apparently, I look like him.
All right.
I've lost. Oh no, where is this? Oh no, she wouldn't have deleted it, would she?
Because type in a word if you had a word.
Is it in your?
Oh, here it is. So quick backstory. I met this. I was walking into Mount Omni Shopping Centre to get Xander's birthday present. I ran into this lovely lady, Samantha, who we ended up hugging.
Okay.
She took a photo, but then she wrote me a message. And I was like, I didn't mind that she hugged me.
I love a hug.
You know. Mm. And you know what? Everyone says to me, do you mind if I get a photo? I always say the same thing.
Mm.
I'll be more upset the day that people don't want my photo.
Mm.
So always ask for a photo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she wrote me a lovely message saying, wanted to touch base and let you know how much you guys impact my life. Thank you for stopping by. You, Stav and Abby play a huge part in our lives. Stav's a big geek. We all love him. My husband's a geek and thinks he's a legend. Abby is so good, just gorgeous, so beautiful, has such a big heart. Matt, you're fun and very witty and a bit of a smart ass.
Yeah, she's got us pegged.
Yep, pretty much. I was like, you're a content director. But she wrote, her husband Jay is in the Australian Defence Force.
Oh, yeah.
Last year left in January on the 4th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was deployed to assist with the flooding and recovery and did all stuff with the bushfires. Still hasn't come home. And it's thrown everything up in the air. She had a surgery she was meant to have, had to get cancelled because she's at home with the kids on her own.
Where is he going, to New South Wales or South Australia?
I think he's been moving around anywhere they need him. But he streams our show wherever he is in the country and says it makes him feel like he's at home in Brisbane.
I love that. We should chat to him.
Yeah. Well,
because they won't hear this.
Well,
they won't hear it because they stream the show.
Correct. That's true. Yeah.
This is like posting a photo on Instagram of like a happy birthday dad, but you know he's
not on.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you look good.
Well, you used to do that before I was on Instagram.
Yeah,
you put compliments on there for me.
Yeah, and then I stopped.
Because you knew that
posting
I wouldn't see them.
As soon as you got Instagram. Yeah, I used to write some lovely stuff.
I went back.
But it's one of those weird things, you know, because we sit in here, we know there's people listening.
Yeah.
And some people hate us and that's fine. You're allowed,
that's
life.
Well, they probably wouldn't listen, would they?
Some people like to listen and yell like, you're an idiot.
But her and her family, she's like, you know, we often get in the car with the kids and, you know, there's tears because I'm home alone trying to drag the kids into the car or whatever. They just love the show. They love having a laugh. And her husband loves it too. And he's, you know, he could be anywhere in the world helping save lives and we are part of his morning routine, which I just think is gorgeous.
Like,
we should chat to her somehow on the show.
I'll message her back for her phone number.
Yeah. Take things up to the next level.
Yeah.
Well, I've just got into my other box.
But see, the problem with you is you go to your other box, you've got nice messages and then you've got the creep messages. You got to work through that.
No, I've got a lot of requests.
What songs do they want? Also, D. Smith 1902 says, happy birthday for yesterday, Stav.
Hey.
I got that in there. I decided to share. I read that and it made me feel nice and warm and fuzzy and I thought maybe you guys would like to hear that as well. Send us any messages if you want. Shout out to the podcast. We'll do that. Have a wonderful day. Let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Pete Stefanovic.
Peter Stefanovic.
Peter Stefanovic. Absolutely tearing up the red carpet yourself.
Yeah, this is going to be great. MH370, The Untold Story. It airs tonight, tomorrow, 8 p.m. on Sky News Australia. This is the man who's lifting the lid. Peter Stefanovic. Hey.
Yes, good morning to you. Thanks for having me on. It is, we have called it the untold story because, you know, with MH370, it's a story that's been kicked over so many times before, but we actually do uncover new details that people wouldn't have known before. And so we're presenting that in a fairly detailed way, a two-hour documentary over two nights, and I hope you can tune in and watch it because I think it's very, very interesting and may well lead to a renewed push for another search, which I think should happen.
We have to say congratulations as well. You're now a new dad.
Thank you. Yeah, I've become in the last couple of days, or weeks actually.
It goes really quickly,
I'm
doesn't it?
Well versed in the whole baby brain.
Oh thing. Yes, yes.
I realise that is a real thing.
How is a baby boy Oscar? How's Sylvia going as well?
Sylvia's going like a champion. She's still managing to function like a normal person, despite having only a couple of hours sleep every night. And she's doing an amazing job, and we're loving it so far. Even though we are fully sleep deprived, but you know, we're well aware that this kind of stuff happens, and it's only temporary. We enjoy our little man, love him a bit, and it's just great having him with us.
The good thing is too, you will get to enjoy using the baby as an excuse for stuff now, Peter.
Yeah, so. I have heard that, and yeah, are you talking about events that you don't really want to
yep.
go to?
Yeah,
and then you can sort of say, you know, the kid's not well, kid's playing up, and then they can't really argue back, right? So it's a perfect excuse. No, I can't wait to use that.
And then your brother had to come in and try and steal your thunder by announcing that they're having a kid as well.
Typical.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing, though, I reckon, because, I mean, we grew up with lots of cousins and, you know, we had a big family up in North Queensland, and we can all get together at Christmas time and it'll be just how it was when we grew up. You know, there's so many, you know, kids to play with, and we hope that our kids can do the same.
See, Peter, I think the same because I always like having big families. And I was like, when they all get together and they always fight, I was like, this is not how it's supposed to be. And mum goes to me, you remember it all perfect, but it was always the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Your brother used to use you as cricket stumps.
I know, but I used to think it was so nice.
No,
there's holes in the wall.
They used you as cricket stumps.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was the stumps, the
wickets. With a real cricket ball, can I just say.
You had to stand like a statue and be still and
otherwise the bales would fall off, mate.
I never forget one of my brothers running up and I was like, oh, he's going to tell me that this is cruel. And he goes, Abby, can you just put your hands over your eyes because mum will get annoyed if it gets you in the eye. So I was like,
fair enough. Well, no, that's true. And, you know, there's all those, you know, the problems that come with sugar highs when you're a kid, you know, too much cordial and things like that.
Yeah. Hey, do you miss travelling? You used to also be all over the world. You had your book as well, you know, Hack in a Flak Jacket. So you mustn't be able to get into the sweet Qantas Lounge anymore that you haven't been doing as much travelling. You've got to pay for that yourself.
I've gone backwards.
But it's 50-50 though, Pete. I mean, you don't have access to the Qantas Lounge, but you're also not going to a war-torn country where you could get shot.
Exactly, yeah. Well, not yet anyway. I do hope somewhere, I haven't spoken to you about this, but I do hope at some point down the track to be able to go back to those sorts of places because they were just such great stories to cover.
Sure. Let me ask Sylvia, shall I?
Yeah.
What was the protocol if you were to get shot? Do they have systems in place for you?
I don't know what Channel 9's life insurance policies were, but look, if something's going to happen here, I just hope it's quick.
Right.
Yeah.
See, I always felt uncomfortable with the
bulletproof
vest.
Oh, that was just to make it look better.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, you could have worn it underneath, but it's... But it was just, like, I felt like going, well, just get him in the leg. Like,
it was just for show,
wasn't it?
Well, I mean, I guess it protects your vital organs. You know, it can protect your heart and those sorts of things. Mm. But it's, you know, if you get shot in the leg, you can still bleed out.
I think,
but it's like you didn't wear it under the clothes, do you know? It was to prove that this is a very dangerous place that I'm standing at right now.
You do feel a bit more comfortable with it on, despite the fact that there's oceans of sweat underneath it because in those sorts of places it's hot. Well, and then you've got this hunk of metal on your back and on your chest.
You also have to wear it over your shirt, though, because you didn't buy a shirt three times too big to fit a bulletproof vest under it.
Did the cameraman
one time
wear them as well?
Oh, yeah. If I was wearing one of my crew.
I just didn't know how much it was for sure.
I think they would be playing all kinds of tricks on me if I was asleep, that'd be sure.
Wait, so is it, like, does it feel like you're wearing a backpack full of stuff? Or
yeah, but it's on the front too, so it's on the back and it's on the front and and there's bits of plastic in between around the neck to stop the shrapnel from hitting your neck. And also, there's like a cod piece.
Oh, yeah.
That comes out the bottom, yeah.
Yeah.
A what, sorry? A
cod piece.
Yeah, it's like it's a protector of things.
A bulletproof box.
Oh, so it's designed by a male going, we've got this.
You'd want one for your bits too.
But why don't they make a full body one is what I meant.
Are you what you're saying?
Why don't they do three legs, not just one?
Well, you got it right, a bulletproof box.
Well, we can check you out. You're over on Sky News now doing an awesome job. MH370, The Untold Story, tonight and tomorrow. Pete Stefanovic, always a pleasure, mate.
Thanks for having me on. Good to talk.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Can you make your hotline ring?
You can ask us anything. 131060, we'd love to hear from you in first calls. From Mango Hill, we've got Amanda. What do you want to say?
Hi, I rang up yesterday about kidney or donation, organ donation.
Yeah, because we have been talking about it and we did speak to people yesterday who have received an organ or donated.
Yeah, I'm actually on the transplant list. Oh. I've been on it 12 months now. I've been having hemodialysis for a year. It sort of sucks.
Amanda, how much does it take for you to do that each day? Because I did speak to someone recently and they just said you don't have a quality of life because you can't go out and do anything.
No. So I actually, I'm a single mum, so I've got two young boys that I have 100% care of. So they're 7 and 12. And then, so they go to school and then I go to dialysis on a Monday, a Wednesday and a Friday. And I get there at about 1:30, and then I leave at about 6:15 to pick up my kids. Wow. Yeah, and I work as well, so I work 5 days a week in Eagle Farm.
Is it expensive? Are you out of pocket a lot for that?
So I have private health care, so I can, which is, a couple $100 a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and then also you need all your antibiotics that go into it. And, I have hemodialysis, so I have, two massive, how you have a blood test? I have pipes put in my arm so they can, clean the blood. And I have that done, 3 days a week.
Well, Amanda, fingers crossed you get a donor and turn your life around.
Yeah, because it can happen so quickly. And it's always that sad thing as well. You realise for that to happen, then
it has to be a tragedy.
Yeah. I mean, we are making some jokes about this, and we're going to find out after 8 if any of us could possibly donate through blood tests. But part of this is also about making sure we remind people organ donation is important and have that conversation with your family about your wishes so they know if in the worst case you can save up a lot of lives.
Yeah, because I think even if they haven't been on the list, the family members are the ones that can make the decision.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Jason in Capalaba, what do you want to say in first calls?
I want to announce that I'm actually addicted to coins.
Coins? So you're a coin collector?
I'm a coin searcher.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, you're the dude on the beach with the beep beep thing on your arm.
No, that's the next stage. I'm going to get a metal detector next week. But,
wow.
Pretty much I'm just going to ATMs and getting rolls of coins out of the ATM and checking for the mule dollar coin.
Oh, that's right.
There's a dollar coin that's double rimmed around the queen.
That's right, yes. They used a 10-cent die, so someone definitely got the sack from them in for that.
Is it a deliberate one that they've put out there?
No, it's a mistake.
How do they know that the mistake one's out there?
Every so often they do proof coins and they can see what errors have happened over the process. And, they would have made about 30,000 of these ones, worth about
$2,000
each.
$2,000
each. Wow. Maddie wasn't interested in two, said $2,000
each. What do they look like exactly?
I don't know if I should give it away. Nah, on the back, on the queen side, there's a little extra rim on the inside.
Yeah, double rim. Double rim can be clearly seen.
Right, so you're suggesting go to Woolies, go to Coles everywhere, just clean them out of coins and just search for these things.
Pretty much. I do $1,000 at a time, so I go and get $1,000 worth of rolls.
Wow. Yeah.
And I just check it, and if there's nothing there, I just go and deposit it straight back in the ATM.
Yeah, right.
Wouldn't you put it in one of those coin things?
Yeah, the bank.
The bank.
That's
satisfying to pull them in.
Yeah.
So good. Worse than back in the day, you get those little clear bags and you'd have to bag them up individually.
Yeah.
My grandfather got his coin collection stolen when their house was broken into.
Oh.
Yeah, we were supposed to get all these coins. I wasn't excited until they got stolen. You know, then the insurance came through and you're like, oh, one of those coins.
Your money was worth something.
Mel, you're on with us from Redbank Plains. What do you want to chat about?
Good morning, guys. Just want to settle the debate. So we took the kids to the local cinemas on the weekend, and for us it's good because the first three rows are recliners. Now, we got there 10 minutes early to get the perfect recliner seats for us and the kids. We had a larger person approach us and ask us to move because it would make them feel more comfortable to sit in the recliners. Oh, so my question is, should we have moved or should we have not moved?
Were they ones that you had like booked or you could sit wherever you want? You know how sometimes you book online and you have set seats?
Yeah, it's pretty much first in, first serve. Hence why we get there 15 minutes early.
Okay. All right. So they were saying just because they were fat, they wanted the recliner. They didn't have any other medical condition?
Exactly.
Nah. Is that too bad for them?
I would have said, I'm really sorry the kids have chosen this seat.
Yeah.
And I honestly would have said, look, if the kids are willing to move, which normally I would never put it on the kids because I'd go, no, you're getting up and move.
what did you
they
do?
They could have got there earlier as well.
That's true.
Did you move?
I'm lucky I have a sister who's stronger than me and she said no. Otherwise, I probably would have normally would have.
Yeah.
Yeah, see,
It's a tough one. If it's an older person, I always make my kids stand for people older than them to sit down.
Of course, if they're pregnant, then I definitely will. Yeah. But they still had the ability to get there earlier like you did.
And she ended up going to the cinema. Well, no, she ended up staying in the cinema and watched the movie in a seat further back.
Right.
She wanted the seat. I don't need it for my well-being. I just like it.
Yeah.
But you know what, from her perspective, if you don't ask, you don't get. So you may as well roll the dice, see what happens. You've already got no.
I like it when you hide behind your sister, Mel.
Yeah,
I
get you.
Get her.
Stav and I do that behind you.
Yeah. That is true.
Send Abby in. She'll sort it out.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Ed Cavalli.
Ed. Yeah, Ed Cavalli. You can hear him in the Arvos. Hughesy and Ed here on Hit 105 and see him swinging his hips on Dancing with the Stars Sunday night at 7:30. It's back on 10. G'day, buddy.
Oh, guys, it's always a pleasure to be with you, but I don't swing my hips, sadly. My hips are my worst bit. My dance teacher, Kim Jong Georgia, because when she's not teaching dance, she's a drill sergeant in the North Korean army. She says that my hip, of all the things that are poor, Abby, she says my hips are the worst.
I disagree. Like, I honestly...
Tell us what's worse than the hips, then.
I'll tell you in a minute. Trust me, I'll tell you. I think you are so much better than what I thought you would be, and I know that you are rehearsing so hard, and I do think you're good. I think the same as Hughesy. You know, you do need to work on your facials. You do have the goofy or serial killer look. Like, you need to have an in-between. You've got to look at your partner like you love her, and don't be scared of Tiff. Do you know, you've got to be...
Look, it is true. And look, we're really letting Dancing with the Stars down, Stav, because this is the first year that people aren't having affairs with their dancers.
That's true.
And
that's
I think
I don't believe that. That just hasn't come out yet. That doesn't come out until after.
All right,
the
Matt,
series.
Let's go. Give us your top three, please. Here comes Maddie's top three people who are definitely doing it on Dancing with the Stars. In at number three
he won't know their names, he'll have to describe them.
No, this is good.
One of the married at first sight people.
Dean's gone.
Dean's gone. He's left.
No, and that's why. They had to get off screen so people couldn't tell. They're busy in the hotel room.
Now, can I tell you something? That was and this is the happiest I've seen Hughesy this year, was when I was standing there in the bottom two with Dean from Married at First Sight, and Hughesy says, there you were with the most hated man in Australia, and you only just beat him. You're the second most hated man in Australia. I said, thank you, David. I believe that's support. Anyway, Maddie, number two.
Olivia Newton-John's daughter.
No, she's engaged.
And also her dance partner, Gustavo, the hot Italian, is the husband of my dance partner, Georgia. And he said to me the other day, and I'm going to use a B word here.
Okay.
I am. And I'm sorry. I know it's early and there's a language warning here, I'm going to use it.
Okay.
So we were trying to do a sort of a meaningful, sexy sort of dance last week, which didn't go too well. Mm. And we were practicing and Gustavo comes and watches the dancing. So you've got to remember, Stav, I'm holding his wife very closely. And I'm sort of moving her around.
Yeah.
And we did the thing, Abby, and he's got a pretty heavy Italian accent. And afterwards, I went over to him. I was like, what did you think, Gustavo? And he said, let me tell you something. Right now I have a boner, and it's not for my wife.
Wow.
And in at number one is Ed Cavalli and that dude.
And Gustavo. He's too hot for me. And he's, and his hips move too well. But, yeah, bit of fun.
Claudia Carvin's been a bit of a surprise package. She is amazing.
No. Thank you for bringing this up.
Okay. Are you jealous?
There's a lot of people cheating. Cheating in this show. There's a lot of people who are hashtag professional dancers secretly. Christian Wilkins has done 9 years of ballet. You know why he's so light in his feet? Because he has to tiptoe around every time his dad brings a lady home. And then Claudia Carvin. Claudia Carvin has done 8 years of salsa. Yeah. She is a professional salsa dancer. She's done a world tour of salsa, Abby. Oh. Claudia Carvin is cheating. Travis Cloak, who's from the AFL, so who cares about him and Brizzy, but he has done the footy show, the player review, 6 times in a row. So he's danced professionally on television 6 times in a row. And 4 of those times, he was dressed as a woman. So he's played both roles. Okay. I'm the underdog here. This is unfair.
What about Celia Piccola?
She's on drugs. There you go.
And dummy.
Dummy-im? What do you mean, dummy-im? She's a professional singer/dancer.
She's never danced on stage. She came out and said
she was Unco. She said
I've never danced before.
Yeah. No,
we've seen her perform.
No, that's not true, because she's so much of a dancer that she has employed some of the professional dancers on this show to dance with her.
Oh.
So I see what you're doing now. Rather than improving, you're just going to take everyone else down.
Yeah, of course. What do you think this is?
Are you taking the dancers home, though? Are you and Tiff?
What? Like, is taking the dancers home? I just told you that we're not doing that. And if you do that, your wife will find out. That's why Jesus invented motels, for exactly that reason.
To Tiff, I'm saying. Like, do you guys go and dance? Like, does she want to dance with you at home?
To. Yeah, Tiff's like, come and do the steps. Come and do the waltz. And I'm like, Dale, you don't know the steps. You are terrible at this. I'm not doing this with you. Because it's like if you play tennis with someone who's worse than you,
you get worse. Yeah, right.
I've got to stay... Do you know what I mean? I got to stay up. I got to stay trying to improve. But this week, this is my celebration week. It's called Memorable Year.
Uh-huh.
And this is if I'm going to be bottom two again, then I'm going to leave it all on the floor. We're blowing the roof off. Okay. We are blowing the roof off.
No, I want to keep you in it.
Why?
Because it makes me laugh.
It does make me laugh. Can you say the number to vote, please? Because I keep forgetting it. I know you don't have it written down because I can see your piece of paper.
I don't have it. Do you have it, mate?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Anyone there got the number?
I can Google.
What I do is I go to the Husey and Ed Instagram, and so I've definitely
done. I wouldn't do it anyway, because I was listening to your show in the afternoon, and I think that is an unfair advantage, because you've got a daily platform to spruik that number, and none of the other contestants have that.
Yeah, so what?
But they've got the dance that you just heard about.
That's why I'm there, you idiot. That's why I'm on this show right now.
And never again will we plug anything that Stav does so he doesn't get an unfair advantage.
Unbelievable, Stav.
Free tickets to your gigs to fill it up. Oh, was it too far?
To fill it up. Oh, that hurt. That was uncalled for.
It was towards Stav, not you. Don't get all personal.
Thank you, Ed. I appreciate that.
No, I was on Stav's side. Yeah. Don't worry. We can't fill up Dancing with the Stars. We're using corpses from 2006.
Well, hey, buddy, we'll catch
What's
you.
What's the number?
I've got it.
Say the number.
1995-1010.
And then you text your name.
Yeah, which is Ed. Yeah. Not, don't, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
There you go, done.
Do you know the number?
No. I go to the Husey and Ed Instagram.
Kate DeRouge won Australian Idol that year by setting up a fake caller bot thing and won it. So can't you just sit at home and just text away and win this thing for
that's
yourself?
That's incorrect. What Kate DeRouge did is that her family was very big in the local town where she lived, and this was back in the day where people had to physically do it. So she set up a physical call centre where people had to do that.
Wow. Oh, that's... I heard it was a computer setup.
No. So it was a mixture of things. Last year, Sam Johnson did the... he hacked the system with that. So I've got Cambridge Analytica on for me this year. So I reckon I should win the public vote by a fair distance.
Right, we'll get a Hit 105 sweatshop going. We'll get Ed to be the winner. Buddy, nice to talk to you this morning. Thanks for coming on.
It's always a pleasure. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Drop the just Facebook.
There was a bit of a post yesterday on Facebook that's gone viral, and I'd like to say thank you to the listeners that sent it to me. And this is from Poppy at Married at First Sight. She's the one that left, and she left Luke devastated, her husband, and everyone's like, oh my god, he's such a nice guy. And she was like,
listen,
he was crying.
Listen,
give me a second. Well, I had a hope for me and Poppy, and I wanted a happy ending more than anything else.
What else do you do? It's all over now.
I'm on Luke's side.
Yeah, what, why was Luke crying when he left? Well, what really happened that he was crying over? I don't know, because I wasn't allowed to say. You weren't, but it's so controversial. He's scared about his reputation. That's what she said, not my words,
quote,
by the way.
Unquote.
But it is a long post, and she's said, like, a lot of the stuff that went on, but not really said it. She, and then she said you can share it. Share what? Because he didn't say anything. And it's just, it's a reach out post and it got me.
You text that to us, right? And I usually, if I see a post like that in my feed, I read the first line and then dip out. I'm like, I'm out of here. But this one, I was like, if Abby screenshotted it, it's she's gone to effort. I'm going to read the whole thing.
Thank you.
She repeats the same thing over and over and says, I will not be silenced. Mm. I am going to tell everyone. But then doesn't actually say what it is that he did.
Because no one offered her any cash for it yet.
Do you reckon she's got a deal?
She'd have to.
With a new idea, you think?
I'm
surprised she's allowed to post that.
I'd flick her a 50 just to tell us.
You'd flick them all.
I'd give her a pineapple. About it.
But there has been a list released, and it's the 7 personalities that you need to avoid on Facebook. They're saying if you go through your feed, you'll know these ones, and you should just
get
unfriend.
Rid of them.
Yeah. Unfriend.
Facebook is like, when you see a ranter on Facebook, would you walk into the middle of the office floor, say, everyone, listen up! I can't believe the jerk cheated on me, and it was with her. I knew my best friend was my boyfriend.
Actually, I'd like that if someone did come into the
But you wouldn't, would
it's
you?
Like, it's like the anti-Jerry Maguire.
Well, these are the 7 personalities, all right?
Okay.
The friend that is just too full of themselves. They might post things like, oh, the modelling gig was just incredible off to the beach house. Do you know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. They just want to update you. We're just go to the beach house.
Yeah. What's that? Would that be, what's her name? Our favourite? Is that Rebecca Judd? That girl?
Yeah, that's her. She
can't even clean my mansion today because there's so many rooms.
Yeah, that's right. She's complaining about the pool. Had dirt. All this dust storm. People are like, the farmers need the rain, mate. Yes. Calm down. The friend who should at least try to be modest. So like, oh, the Porsche's in the shop again, thinking of upgrading this piece of junk.
Oh, yeah. That's,
you know, like they need to tell you like what they purchased that was really expensive.
It's like the humble brag, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so hard to find a Merc dealer in this city.
I forgot to plug in my Tesla last night.
Yes.
Idiot. Hashtag idiot.
Oh, maybe this is me.
What's this one?
The friend that has about 1,000 too many friends on Facebook.
Oh, that is you.
Like, I accept everyone. Yeah. So it says, like, you know, now Abby is friends with blah, 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 and 400 and other people. Yeah, maybe that's me. Sorry about that.
No, that's
it. Brett says that you shouldn't do it because it's, it actually makes more people going to be scammed. So if you're friends with me, maybe delete me. Your friend that you're always concerned about their well-being. Uh-huh. You don't want to care, but you feel like you got to reach out.
Nah.
So wondering about the day that it all went wrong. This anxiety, I really can't ... So that you feel like you've got to reach out. And it's basically saying we all want sympathy, but they really shouldn't post that on Instagram because likes are not going to make it better.
I've got someone in my feed doing that at the moment. Yeah. I haven't spoken to them in years.
But you have to reach out because you get scared.
But I haven't had a conversation with them in about 6 years. And so I kind of think I'm not to get involved with whatever's going on in their life at the moment.
If you've got depression, if you've got anxiety, don't post it on Facebook. No. Go and see the doctor.
Yes.
The friend who thinks his life is actually important, like trivial stuff. Like, oh my God, breakfast was so delicious. This day is going to be amazing. Or the other way around of, oh my God, someone cut me off in traffic. This day is going to be doomed. And this one's for you, Maddie.
Oh.
The friend who just can't get over a broken heart.
Is that Maddie?
No, Maddie was just saying about this one, like, maybe it was never supposed to be.
On yours, is it?
Just breakups. He was saying about coming into the office place. You wouldn't come in and say that.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, you don't walk around. Like, you don't say, no one says, how you going? You go, well, my fridge is better.
Unfollow.
That's
can you unfollow people IRL?
It's like,
you can mute people now.
Yeah. He's saying IRL means in real life. So I think he's saying,
I wasn't up with the...
You just cut them
I've just
off.
Got, yes, virtual reality. Let's not bring all other ones in.
Sorry.
Do you want to come over and use my VR? Your what?
Can I use your VR IRL?
That's the other people on Facebook. You use too many acronyms. Just use words. You went to school.
LMFAO.
L-O-L.
Whoa!
Jesus Christ!
Okay, so, you guys can't see this, but we are up on
we're
high
four
level.
Four stories up.
And there is a big window, and a guy just walked past our window. Yes.
Was he walking on a ledge?
He's walking on a ledge, you idiot.
I didn't know there was a ledge there. There's sorry, guys. That's so unprofessional. Yes. But he was right by the window.
He's a window cleaner.
Yeah, but he didn't say. He just...
Well, he's just doing his job.
Hang on, Siobhan. Who was that guy?
That's a window cleaner. He's been cleaning the windows of the building for the last couple of days. Everyone remain calm.
Yeah. I wonder, excuse me. We're sitting here live on the air, four stories up, and a guy glides past the window. You're going to make some sort of reference and be surprised.
Hang on. You're getting on Facebook. Guy just walked past our window. I can't even. IRL, it happened.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
It hurts to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because...
I thought you would have got used to it by now.
Wallsing.
Well, I don't usually admit it. No. I change my attitude instead towards things. Because it hurts. And that's for any human. That's not just for men. As humans, it hurts to admit when you're wrong.
Well, it takes a big man to admit when he's wrong.
Thank you.
It's a good quality to have.
And I'm noticing it's happening a little bit more within my house with my wife, Esther. And it's when it comes to purchases.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm the classic guy who's
You don't need that. Yeah, I'm sure it looks lovely, but you don't need it. You spend too much. She has some beautiful clothes when we went camping. I mean, I shouldn't say that because I know it's camping. Some great country road stuff. And why did we have to hear about it a lot?
Who needs a country road jumper that is just for camping?
I had a country road jacket. It's just for camping. It's waterproof. Great, and that was a sale, Steph.
Oh, well, then you've made money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But we have in our house four new cushions in the lounge room, right?
Bring your total of cushions in the lounge room too?
11.
No.
Actually, no, we have five new cushions in the lounge room.
I love cushions, and I will admit they are ridiculous.
Yes.
You don't need them.
Why are they so expensive cushions, especially colourful, fancy ones?
But you can tell. I think it's just the quality of it. Once you go expensive, you could go, oh, they look great. But sometimes you can get cushions, kid you not, for hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Now, here's my question to you then, because this is my problem with them. Are they utility pillows?
No, they're all decorative.
No, okay, no, get rid of them. Throw them away.
No, because if you were going to put your head on there and have a little bit of a nap, you should be concerned about dribble, right?
That's right.
Yeah, so they're not. They're decorative. They're all decorative.
When the kids are on the couch, the cushions are off the couch. Okay. That's the setup. There's no eating on the couch. And she originally told me that the cushions were $20, which I knew there's always about 10 to 15%, I thought. But I found out they were $40 for the cushions.
That's a good price for cushions.
Well, that's expensive.
Yeah.
That's like $160 just for the four cushions.
I'm not even believing they're $40.
Yeah, well, I saw a receipt for that. But
where'd she get them from?
I think she bought them online somewhere. But the problem I have now is I love the cushions.
You're a cushion man.
The cushions look fantastic.
I don't know why you denied it. You would like cushions on the thing. You're a cushion man.
And the other thing
that's a rare thing.
Is it?
Yeah, because no guy likes taking off the cushions
on
the bed and then putting them away separately and then returning them.
I know.
No one does. And especially on the couch to be able to move them away from the kid. But it takes a special man.
So what I want to say is I've been on my wife's case saying she spent too much money on cushions and I've tried to guilt her. And I want to take this moment right now, Esther.
Stop. Can you turn down the music? Make it a bit more.
Oh, you want to
Yeah, I want to press play and record. Go.
Hey, baby.
Hello.
I was wrong. You were right. The cushions in the house look fabulous and they were worth every dollar.
Awesome.
You should buy more for the bed.
No. I think we actually have the perfect amount. We have the perfect amount of cushions.
No, the thing, you've got an odd number.
Well, see, I don't know. I always feel like it just needs something else.
Yeah, to tie the room together.
A rug. I think we need some throws.
Oh, yeah.
I love a throw, Esther, but see, that's next level. Or I just want one of those throws that you put over your bed and like, and it's just like a little strip around it. Do you know
at
what I mean?
At the bottom.
Or maybe you should get a place to put the cushions at the end of the bed.
Yes, like a chest.
I was thinking maybe a chair. Yes.
Yeah.
This thing, we redecorated Eden's room because she's got a big girl bed now. And I was like, look at all the extra space after we took stuff out. She goes, yeah, there's room for a chair.
Were they only $40, Esther?
Yeah, they're on sale.
Oh, that's good.
Easy buy.
Everything
they're
she buys
linen
on
too.
Oh.
Oh, so you can just chuck them in the washing a bit better.
Yes, you can take the covers off and put them in the wash, which you know I love.
Yes.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Because I like to drink red wine on the couch and
fall asleep.
So she's allowed to use the cushions, but if you do.
I tell you, I always say none of us, especially the boys, I'm like, get off the couches, wait till mum spills red wine on it, and then you can sit on the couch and have a curry because you're in the clear.
Well, we've got Esther here. Is there anything you want to admit that you've ever been wrong? I mean, I doubt it, but just in case.
No.
This is what I want to do. 13, 10, 60. I want to give men an opportunity here, and don't be shy. Yeah. I want to give you an opportunity to ring up.
And say she was right.
And say she was right. Mm. Admit there was something that you disagreed with your wife. Uh-huh. Just say, or your girlfriend, or your partner, whatever. Just admit it. Get it off your chest. Be a real man.
Yes, and then and admit here... it again and again and again and again and again throughout your life.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. You made it right.
Only one man is brave enough to join me on a crusade to say that their partner was right and they were wrong.
I think it's just hard for it to narrow it down. Like, which one do I call about? I think that's what it is.
Oh, yeah. you think so?
Yeah.
My wife spent hundreds of dollars on cushions that I was like, that's ridiculous. And then when I came home, they were on the couch. I was like, ooh, lovely. This is great. Maybe we should get some others just in case they discontinue them and we don't, you know, ruin the look of the house.
Oh.
So I've gone the other way. Phil in Newstead, you're a brave man. Thank you for joining me this morning in this circle of trust.
Thanks, guys. I have a confession. I know she's actually still in bed, so she probably won't hear this.
That's fine.
Perfect.
That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll confess to you guys. She, plants. We moved into our place and did the Kmart run, did everything, got the place set up, and she wanted plants. I was like, okay, get a couple, and turned out to be three, turned out to be four, now got seven.
Yeah.
Didn't like them, but now...
I really like them. Yeah, she doesn't know, but I've actually named them all after my favourite basketball star, so they've each got a name. So there's like LeBron, Ben, AD.
Yeah.
I think she's on to me because she caught me in the shower the other day watering them. Not in the shower with the plants. That's weird. But watering them. Yeah. I really love them now, guys. Yeah.
Do you talk to them?
Yeah. You know what? I actually do.
Yeah.
I know that's weird.
No, apparently that's good for him.
This is what I was scared would happen. Mm. I was scared that I'd actually... Yeah, I've got attachment issues now. So, yeah, I'll admit it. I was wrong. They're great.
Do you talk to your cushions?
No, they haven't gone that far. You are strange, Phil. But you know what? Let her know.
Thank you.
Yes, I think she'll like that. See, it's good to get it off your chest and just admit it. Mm.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
My school friends and I are really close. There's around about 14 of them. Probably should remember that if we're so close. But we message each other a lot. We might email or text, and we catch up if we go to different states because everyone lives in different places. We've got lots in Sydney, lots in Melbourne, a few here in Queensland, South Australia.
It's nice that you've remained friends for all these years. Yeah, a lot of people drift apart.
We always say that, but then we realise it's just we don't make friends easily, so we had to hold on to each other.
Personality types,
huh? A lot of stuff went down that we decided that it's better to
be friends than enemies.
Yes. Yeah. But we're trying to organise a catch-up, and we do this every couple of years, and it's getting harder and harder because now everyone has kids. Where at the start there was just a few, so it was like, oh, you can bring the kids.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then it's always like, is a partner's coming?
Uh-huh.
And we always agree, no, no way.
Well, if it's a girl's trip, you don't want anyone holding you back.
No, and sometimes we do. But this is, someone has started on Facebook, because not everyone has an iPhone, so it has to be on Facebook. And I just want to show you the messages that have gone through. And this only started a week ago.
Okay.
And these are all the messages that have gone back and forward trying to organise a catch-up.
Wow.
So this is just...
Is this what it sounded like?
Page 70. Yeah.
So it's just...
Oh, my God.
So there's a few... If you could just... It's still going.
They're so long, the messages.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know. Now, with all those, would you think we had decided on a place to go?
No. The opposite. With all those, because if it was, if you decide, you go, hey, we're going to go here, all the messages back go, sounds good, done. That's the best of times, worst of times.
I'll admit, I am pushing towards Queensland. Suits okay. me. And in January, it's like the best place to go. I was thinking Hamilton Island. I was like, yes. Everyone's like, that sounds amazing. Been there before. I was like, Hamilton Island, perfect. It's also a smaller place where we don't need to make as many decisions. And we're thinking maybe
you
a cruise.
Still would. It doesn't matter if you went to a desert island with one corner store and one bottle shop. It would still be which store we go into first.
And then my friend, and I'll say, Linz, commented, and she's here in Queensland as well, so she wants it here. She commented, oh, that would be amazing, but what about storm season? And then everyone's like, yeah, good point. How about we go to Tasmania? So she texts me and said, why have we moved from Hamilton Island? I'm like, because you said storm season.
Oh, so you branched off.
So we branched off. So people will take screenshots and they'll send it. And I've been saying to my husband, we just can't find a place. Like now I'm trying to find Byron. Everyone's like,
too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
And he goes, I don't understand. Why haven't you just said, here's a location, transfer money?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because that's what happens if there's a bucks. They'll go, hey, this is the amount. They won't ask, is this too much? No. They won't say, does anyone want to bring kids? Or does anyone want to bring partners? Because they don't have that responsibility. They just say, here's the location if you want to make it. Mm-hmm. And then, how's this? This is what I can't get my head around. And this is for you ladies. If one of them can't go, they just don't go.
Yeah. They don't
change their location or say, I'm sorry, I can't get out of work. And then I would, but I've got to look after the kids. It's just... They don't go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how things work.
And then there's no text messages that you'll bitch about the other person?
Nope. Oh my God, Tessa can't come.
And you know what you actually do when you've got your group message? What the good thing is to do is if you can't come, you remove yourself from the group message so people don't have to even feel bad about talking about the wicked boys
trip. Do you think I should do it?
What?
Write back and just say,
yes.
Hey, ladies, these are the dates. I've booked the location, transfer money.
Yes. See how it goes down.
Yeah, completely. Yeah.
I would do that. Then I would throw your phone across the room.
The only downside
check it in a week.
There's always someone that's going to go, nah, you can't do it.
The only downside is you put it on your credit card. So if people bail, you wear the cost. But that's just how we do it. We go, fair enough.
We did a houseboat once. It was a great weekend. Just do that again.
Mm.
Yeah. Scary, though.
Why don't you go to the message thing, say, guys, this is, girls, this is getting too hard.
Yeah.
Let's nominate one person to take over the whole thing. I've put everyone's name in a hat, and I'm drawing the name out right now of the person who's in charge.
And then just take a photo.
Nah, because then one of my unorganized friends will get it.
See, there you go.
Okay, so here we go. You're the problem.
Yeah, she needs to be in control of her 45th.
Trust me, I am not the problem. Because there's even girls here that don't get along well, and I want them all to go. There's been fights in the past.
Yeah, you are the problem.
And I'm kind of like Sweden because I get along well with them all, not because I'm nice, but just because I forget that everyone's fighting. So I've just invited them and they'll just have to come. I'm not the problem.
Tell you what.
I'll call any of them and ask, is that be the problem? They'll give you a list of what I am a problem in, but not this one.
Why don't you hand it over to me instead?
Yeah.
We'll book it for you.
Yeah.
I would love that.
And then, we'll tell you where you're going, how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
Don't put us on the message group because we don't want to hear about it.
Am I going to be on the 4X Island? Is that still around? Because we'll take that.
Then it's up to you.
Sorted.
Abby, to book it for you. I'm on a go-to right now. For getting you a deal.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Alpha Bucks, we're going to play it tomorrow, Thursday the 20th of February. Will be when we play.
Your letter for tomorrow is, it's Pirate Day. Your letter is NAR.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream from June 26 to 29 at the Brisbane Entertainment Centre.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Here we go, 10 grand every single time we play Alpha Bucks. Remember, we give away some answers at 6:30 and 7:30 as a little thank you for listening a little bit longer. So make sure you listen in for those.
All right, Angela out in one of my old neighbourhoods, Woodridge. How are you, Angela?
I'm good, thank you. Very nervous right now.
Hey, deep breaths, woo-sah, you are a hollow reed. How many answers do you have in your kit bag already?
I've got all four of them this morning.
All right. Ooh. Okay, so if you get the other six, you'll get $10,000. You get $50 for everyone you get right, giving you as much... Take your time, give yourself as much time. Say pass if you don't know to give yourself as much time
to
get
live, the answers.
I know, sorry. Yeah, I did the rules all the wrong way around. We can only accept each answer once, and here we go.
Angela, do you listen a lot?
I do, every day.
Right, you didn't need that. Probably just confuse you. All right, so your letter is D for dollar.
Dollar.
You ready?
I think so, yes.
Let's do this. Name a flower.
Daisy.
Name something you can roll.
I can what? Roll?
Yes.
Pass.
And name something that's extinct.
Pass.
Name a clothing brand.
Dior.
Name a musician.
Drake.
Name a type of shoe.
Shoe.
A brand of shoe.
Pass.
Name a sports team.
Sports team. Pass.
And name something you can do on the weekend.
Dance.
Dance was after the buzzer, and Diesel, you said, for clothing, which we will accept.
I will accept that, yes. Yeah. So you're walking away with $150 there, Angela.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'll go through the couple you did pass on. Something you can roll, that was the dice answer there. Something that's extinct, you could have had dinosaur, and type of shoe, you could have Dunlop Volley, the classics.
Of course.
A sports team, you could have had the Dragons.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Celebrity trainer Michelle Bridges accused of mid-range drink driving.
With her five-year-old son in the back seat.
Yesterday she had to go to court and it has been highly publicised, her situation. It's been interesting seeing a lot of support for her. And then the opposite, a lot of people going, how could you? And I guess I sympathise with what she was going through, because I'll admit that I've used alcohol as a solution to things that I'm going through, which is incorrect, and I went and sought help for it. Mm-hmm. But I can't get my head around the fact that she was mid-range with her child in the car, which is inexcusable.
If she had been in an accident,
it would have been a very different situation.
But I guess because she has been so unattainable in her attitude of it, and, you know, there's a lot of people that were trying for children, and then she came out and said, I could have a child later in life because I was healthy, and people were like, whoa, wait a minute.
Those who judge often get judged back when they say you point the finger at someone. There's three pointing back at you.
So I kind of go, she's obviously going through a lot for it.
Yeah.
But the thing I found interesting...
She broke up with her commander.
Yeah. So she's obviously going through a really bad time and she's used alcohol for it, which is not the answer, and I hope she does get help for it. But her lawyer was obviously trying to get her off.
Yeah.
And that's what he's signed up for that. But he's...
That's what they generally do. If I get a lawyer and he says, look, I'm not in the business of getting people out of stuff, I'd be like, oh, am I getting a new one?
I think you're guilty, so...
I meant to... All costs, he was going to do it to unreasonable amount. Like, to say that she's a special person and that she shouldn't have a conviction because she's helped thousands of people lose weight. Mm. That's what I'm saying is not reasonable. And then she came out and she said that she's guilty. She's owning up to it. But then he's like, oh, well, it was wine the night before. It was four vodkas the night before. And it was mouthwash 5 minutes.
Classic.
The mouthwash doesn't stay up in court.
It's a classic.
But does it stay up in court?
No.
They also
say
I've watched RBT and they say that mouthwash is a masker as well for drug tests. Like they often say, they'll ask people when they pull them over, have you been using mouthwash or whatever?
But don't they, if you were going to be positive or you're going to be over the limit, don't they then take you for a blood test?
Yeah, and then it'll
come out anyway. Yeah,
that's true. But it never lasts that long.
No, it is a bit of a concern if she's standing by that it was the night before because it was 11:30. I mean, I guess it depends on what time she went to bed.
Mm. So she's saying she hit the Listerine before she drove out of her house, and that's the reason she was over.
5 minutes before.
5 minutes before.
All right, so
she had it in the car.
I've been sucking back on the Listerine for the last 2 minutes. And
lay off it. You've had half a bottle.
And I got a breathalyzer.
We're going to have to cut you off the Listerine, mate.
Okay, well, here we go. I'm going to blow on my breathalyzer and see if it works. Oh, hang on, we waited too long. Now I've got to reset.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No, it takes a long time.
It doesn't take too long. Here, give me another swig.
So what is it? This has got alcohol in it. Why are you having it? Why are you having so much?
Because that would.
She didn't use a half a bottle. She just had it once.
All right, we're going to see if it's true that Listerine has alcohol content when Stav blows into this breathalyzer.
It's not a legitimate reason, though, anyway.
Minty fresh.
Is it?
All right, here we go.
We're about to find out.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
One of you really should have said, keep going.
Have you had any drinks tonight?
How'd I go?
Yeah.
0.4.
No.
There you go. Whoa. Oh, point no. 0.4.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Dyslexic girl reading it.
0.4.
Yeah, that's like way, way over. That's huge. Wow.
You can. It is true. You can blow over with the Listerine.
There you go.
Should we try something else just in case?
Yeah.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I would give you guys an all
organ if you needed it to stay alive.
That's so sweet. Would you do the same for him?
Of course he wouldn't.
Yeah, today's the big day. We've been talking about it for about a week now. Who would be able to donate an organ to one of their best friends on their radio show in this room? And I have openly said from the start, I would give either of you an organ in a life-threatening situation if I was able to.
You keep saying this and being the nice guy, but that's
because I believe
once the test results come back, you'll be like, yes, thankful, I'm not compatible. Oh, are you going on the record saying that you would donate an organ?
To you?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would donate to you.
Okay.
What about to Manny?
No, I don't know him well enough yet.
I would still give you an organ.
I appreciate that.
And it would not be for your benefit, though. It would be for your daughter.
Oh, I appreciate that, too.
And
your conscience. And
No. Yeah, well, that too, as well. I couldn't watch you die purely because I hadn't spent enough years with you yet. I think your life's worth more than that.
So we have Dr. Phil Wuth in for this moment of bromance morning.
I'd give you one, too. You know that.
Okay, sure. Right?
Would you, actually, you've never said if you'd give me one. Are you if we're a match today, are you giving me an organ?
Oh, haven't I said it?
So, Dr. Phil's in.
I would, through obligation.
Oh, brilliant. Well, yeah.
When you would take it. I know you would take it no matter what the feelings behind it were.
Oh, yeah, I would.
Take it. Guilt one, sympathy one, you'd do it.
You're right. See this scar? This is my guilt kidney.
Dr. Wuth from Carina Medical Centre, we've been in to see you.
Yes, yep.
Now, before we get to the test results, we did blood tests. Before we get to those, how does it work in compatibility between people and their bloods?
Transplant medicine is really very complex, but at the very early part, in the very beginning of it, you look at blood type compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's four major blood types. So there's O, A, B, and AB together. Basically, the same blood types are compatible, and O can donate to basically anybody.
Is that like O plus and O negative?
When you're talking about
organs it is, but not blood.
Yeah,
right, got it. That's
so
different.
Yeah,
right.
So with with organs, then the same compatibility, the same blood types are compatible, and O can donate to all.
Yeah.
And there's some other ones that are a little more complicated, but that's the basic.
And is it that there's so different races are have more of a certain blood type, or is it just splattershot across the world?
Yeah, the blood types sort of there are some increased incidences of certain blood types in certain races, and that sort of comes from where they came from ancestrally. But bottom line is everyone gets tested and to see what they are individually, to see what their compatibilities are.
Mm. See, I know my blood type because I tried to do the blood type food diet.
Oh, yeah.
And I've donated blood as well. Yeah. So when you donate blood, they give you a card and you know what you've got. But you guys have no idea, do you?
Well, I have donated blood, but it was so long ago. And the key ring that they gave me was on a set of keys that I lost many years ago on a big night out. Yeah. So.
And you have no idea?
No idea. I think I'm a P. I don't know. I've had blood taken from me. So
no, they don't
knows.
Test it.
Yeah, we don't test it.
Right.
Not necessarily. No. Yeah. If you give blood, you'll know. Or if you like women know when they're pregnant.
Yeah,
but
right.
Apart from that.
And I would give blood. I would love to be able to give blood.
Come on, mate. You're a great guy. We understand. But
can't because I have mad cow disease. But that's just me saying that.
So. You don't give much, do you, hey? Take everything from this great country that took you in, but you won't give away any organs or any blood.
Well, when you own the country. I can take anything I want from the peasants.
This is going to start a big fight.
It's not, no.
I hope that we are not compatible.
I hope that we are.
That'd be ironic, though, if we have a big fight and one of us needs an organ at the end of it.
Phil, this is just the initial stage. If it was to go through with it, you'd then have to do tissue testing, which I believe is a lot more complex.
Yes, so this is very, very early. So even if they match, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are technically a match at the end of the day.
No, it just means you can start the
fight.
It's
the very start,
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We can't do the tissue one, can we? That's really...
No, that's pretty full on and complicated, yeah.
All right, so let's all remember this moment.
So the tissue one, they physically take a little piece of
the
organ, do they?
There's stuff you can do. There's blood tests, but to do it, before you get to that point, there's a whole bunch of other blood tests.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, we've got next week sorted.
More blood.
Yeah. When we come back, you've got the results in your hand from the blood tests, and you are going to tell us if anyone at all is compatible with the other to possibly donate an organ.
And I would happily give you guys an organ each.
Each. So you're both going to give us two kids?
Well, no. If
no,
you're
no, no.
On the situation
definitely.
You're
oh,
in.
Right, okay.
Yeah, if, yeah. You know, well, once
I've just realised something. So I definitely would.
What did you realise?
Mm-mm.
What?
I definitely would.
You couldn't 100%. Live without me?
I couldn't. Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
It takes a while for girls to realise that, but when they do, it changes their lives.
So we're going
to
find out.
Okay, it's next at 105.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105. I would do
anything for love. I would give you guys an organ if you needed it to stay alive.
That's so sweet. Would you do the same for him?
Of course he wouldn't.
Yes, rightio. It's the moment of truth. This all started from just a random conversation on our podcast on if we were in a life-threatening situation, out of the three of us, Stav, Abby and Matt, would we be willing to donate a team member an organ to keep them alive?
If one of us is compatible with the other, does that technically mean that if we go anywhere on a road trip, we can't all travel together? Because if both of us go...
Well, no, there's other people that are compatible. We're not the last three people alive.
Yeah.
Yet.
Okay.
What's right. that TV show, the president one, The Last Survivor or The Only Survivor or something?
Designated Survivor.
That's it, yeah. Where the vice president and president can't go together.
Right, next time we do a photo shoot in Melbourne, we'll say, sorry, we've got to take different planes.
Different planes.
So Dr. Wuth from Carina Medical Center is in. We were in there a couple of days ago. We took blood. You can see the video of that happening on our Facebook page if you like to watch weird stuff like that.
Now, just to say it again, if your same blood types are compatible to donate organs.
Yep. Well, to start with, yep.
And O can donate to anyone.
Yep.
Yeah. That's different than blood donations. Yeah. It's just for organs. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, what kind of things can you donate? Kidneys, you can donate.
Kidneys, pancreas, lungs, heart. Cornea.
Oh, but that's after you pass away.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about live donations. Donations, kidneys, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'd give you my appendix.
Do you still have yours?
Yeah.
See, I've still got mine. Yeah. So.
It doesn't do anything. All right, so here we go.
Here we go. All right.
So Stav would only donate to Abby, by the way.
And I would donate to both of you.
So yes, first. So would I.
First.
Go with me.
Okay.
All right, so Abby's O positive.
Hey.
Which is why I said I would donate, because I just realised I was O, and I can donate to anyone.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, right.
So that was just...
That was self-preservation there.
Right. At that point, I went,
oh! Okay.
So,
You can give me a kidney and Maddie a kidney?
Which I said I would, because I'm such a nice person.
Uh-huh. Just so you know, guys, I started all of this purely because I do need a kidney.
Yeah, hey. Okay, now do me?
Yeah, Stav. Do you.
Okay. So Stav's A positive.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, you can't use... Yep.
And Maddie's A positive.
It's a Mexican standoff with organs.
So just to... I can donate to both of them, but they can only donate to each other.
Sorry, Abs.
No, you guys got to look after me.
Yes, it's true.
Yes. Yeah.
Got to wrap you in cotton
That's
wool.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh,
and
wow.
I love and appreciate you so much. You're a wonderful
here we go.
Mother and a woman and you're strong.
Okay, we've had enough.
Can I get a martini in here so he doesn't want any of mine?
I think O is the most common in Australia, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm A positive. In blood and nothing else in life.
So as we stand right now, as we sit.
As we sit.
In the studio.
Yes. Abby can give us both a kidney.
Yes.
And we can give each other a kidney.
So no one can give to me.
Can't give Abby a kidney.
Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, I would.
If anyone else in my family, if anyone else in my family is able to give you one, I'll force them into it.
Oh, thanks. That's lovely.
You know, relationships are about give and take.
But now, Stav, he said he wouldn't.
I would still give you a kidney, even knowing that you would not donate to me.
Thanks. But I haven't changed my opinion.
I'm not asking you to. I'm just sitting here wondering what you'll say next.
That.
It's a real reflection of character, isn't it? In times like this.
Obviously, you get people coming into the surgery all the time. Yeah.
All right. Well, there we go. Thanks very much for coming in, Dr. Wuth.
No problem.
Carina Medical Center is where people can pop in and find out whether or not they're compatible with their family too, maybe.
Yes.
If they want to do that. Check out all the test results online as well, hit105.com.au as well, LB, and Carina Medical Center and QML. Big shout out to them as well for doing the tests for us. Thanks for coming in, buddy.
No worries.
Stav, Abby and Matt. On Hit 105.
Oh. Baby, how you feeling? And I got it.
Good as hell. Hit 105. Stav, Abby and Matt, the coolest show on radio in Brisbane.
We're hip.
That's what they call us.
Sit down.
We're the cool show.
Just been released the Splendor lineup.
You guys keep it. Splendor Bender.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I've never been a Splendor girl. Because I'm like...
What?
You like techno.
Yeah, I like future music. I used to like... Hey, shush you.
No, it's a good thing.
This is our young kid, video whiz kid Parentes in the studio.
Yeah, I've always liked techno, so I've always gone to like rave parties. Yeah. I used to go to Park Life back in the day. Oh, why they cancelled that's beyond me. And I used to go to Big Day Out, but I was also always Boiler Room.
I'm heading to the CMC Country Music Festival in a few weeks. They're in Ipswich. Kit Moore is playing, and that's going to be a lot of fun to catch him.
The Queensland Philharmonic Orchestra are doing all of George Gershwin's greatest hits, and I'll be raving on at that one.
I only know Flume that's been announced.
At the Splendor?
Yeah.
I reckon it's changing. Remember Lord played...
Oh, we're getting older.
Well, this is what we're wondering. Lord played good. 1 year. Florence and the Machine. Like, they used to get...
Names.
Yeah, big name people. So we've got Parente. How old are you, Parente?
He's shaking his head.
I'm 25.
Right.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when did they stop going commercial?
I'm a bit confused by the question because there's a lot of really big names here. So as you said, Flume.
Yes. Yeah, awesome.
But there's also Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, the Creator is huge.
Tyler, the Creator is amazing. Yes. Yes.
Which one's your favourite song?
Oh, of Tyler, the Creator. The one he does about the thing. He's very good, though. He's been around for years.
But I'm really surprised there's a few artists who... I'm surprised you haven't heard of them. For example, you guys haven't heard of Dylan Francis?
Oh, I've heard the name.
Okay.
Never met him.
Yeah.
That's not him singing. He's the DJ,
He did all the music and everything, and then someone else was doing the rapping.
It's
yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, never heard that at all.
Or even Mora Massa, who's from Europe. You might have heard of him.
Is this him talking?
I don't... Oh, there we go.
Oh.
That's just the beginning of the song. There's always a little bit of that.
Right, is that a bongo drum? Is that what that is?
I don't know if we use bongo drums anymore, Maddie.
No.
Oh, what? What do you mean?
Who are you most excited to go and see then?
I'm really excited that JPEG Mafia is coming because he's one of those artists that's huge, but you never really thought they would make it to Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Isn't JPEG a file name for a picture?
Yes.
Yes, actually.
Where did he get the name
It's kind
from?
Of a retro twist on that because JPEGs are about 25, 30 years old, and so he's sort of modernising that by combining it with Mafia, and then the way he uses production is sort of very influenced by digital technology.
Right.
That's what I said.
Super interesting.
That's enough of that.
I thought you said you liked him.
No, I've heard of him. I said I like Tyler.
Right.
And your favourite song once again. Have you had time to Google?
He does a thing about he just sings a song about tiling.
Oh, you are so woke, man.
Thank you.
Right. So they're all big.
You
like,
should go
with
your son
names.
Over there
for sure. And there's heaps more big names as well. There's a small band called Midnight Oil you guys might not have heard of.
No, I did see them. I knew them. Yeah. Yep. I used to work with Peter Garrett's niece on the Hot 30.
Oh, big name drop.
Yep. Oh, name drop.
Clang. Clang.
I'm trying to get along with the youth.
She grew up here in Corinda, in fact. She did. She's a Brisbane girl. Maud Garrett.
Why don't we go?
Because we would be standing in the crowd asking all the kids, who's that up on stage?
I'm going. I'm going to be in the car park waiting for Parente and picking them up.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
That is it for us, the Sabo. We're going to take this morning. Feels like a long day.
Do you drive somewhere else?
Yes. Red FM.
Hey, I bought some new shoes.
Uh-huh.
Full price. Frankie Four, it's a local label. They're the only shoes I buy now because they're comfy.
They're all the authentic ones, aren't they?
Yes, but they're good looking. And I wanted a new pair. I paid full price.
Sensible yet sexy.
Mm. Yeah. And then you know what happens? I get it suggested back to me on Instagram that exact thing that I just bought on sale.
You say you like that.
I do like it, but not suggesting the one I've already bought.
Yeah.
I like advertising for something I want, but not once I've already bought it. You should realise I bought it and realise I paid full price. Now there's a sale on. I haven't even worn them.
Oh, take them back.
What's it like having two pairs of the same shoes now?
I don't know, maybe you can. Maybe. It's just annoying. Like, thanks.
If you missed the show earlier, you can get into the podcast. We did a blood test to see who might be able to donate an organ to save the life of someone in this room. I would still give you my kidney if you needed it, Steph. But just so you know, it is hurtful that you would not give me one because we haven't known each other long enough, even though it's been 4 years. I'm just wondering, at what point is long enough to have known you? Don't answer. Thanks.
I want to know the answer.
But no thanks.
Is there a year? To me, about 6 years to get him to say, I love you, when I'd leave. Like, I love you, Stav. And you go, mm-hmm. I tolerate you.
You would have heard earlier on in the show that we did a blood test to see if we would donate each other's organs. And I said that I would not donate an organ to Maddie because it had only been 4 years since I'd known him. Now he wants to know how long is the cutoff before I start doling out parts of me to the people around me. Maddie, I would say to you, if you can hang on for another 4 years, let's say we're halfway through, if we get to the 8-year mark, I will reconsider giving you a kidney. You just haven't worn me down like Abby Coleman has over the years.
I know, because that's longer than what it took for me. But, you know.
Good to know.
Yeah. So, in 8 years' time, when I give you a kidney, you can say, thanks.
I'm the only one that can donate. I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
No, we can donate to each other.
I know, but I'm not donating to both of you.
Oh, well, we technically don't need her.
We don't actually need her. I'm in.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
That's the podcast, everyone. Have a great day. See you tomorrow.
Bye.